Live from my spare room in Sacramento, this is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, Ranking Dead Paintball Guns Part 2, Pro Free Agents, and more paintball news. Good evening. I've been reading the chat. Welcome, gentlemen, to the live stream and back to paintball. Boosted. Yes, like and share this live stream. I don't know where you're going to share. Maybe Facebook. I don't know where we're sharing stuff anymore. Man, I don't know where we were doing it before either. It was kind of just Facebook. So welcome to the live stream. You know, tonight we're going to cover part two of Dead Paintball Gun Companies. We have nine companies. We have Spider, System X, Indian Creek Design, Dragon Enterprises, technically Dragon, Alien Paintball, PMI, Bob Long, AKA, and Evil Paintball. And then there's a handful of other things on here. There's some free agent stuff we might get to, and some other topics that I wasn't fully able to prepare, but we still might get to them. Because this Dead Paintball Guns one took a little bit of time. hopefully everybody is well from their hoping weekend of paintball. You know, I didn't actually play paintball this weekend. I thought about it, though. Yeah. Thought about playing paintball. It was so humid. It's still very humid outside here today, which makes it really hot. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Should we kill a little time? Let's kill a little bit of time. Let me know. Let's ask a random question. I don't know what to ask. I was involved. I saw a high-speed chase on Saturday. I almost got bit by a dog on Saturday. I almost got in a fight with some old guy on Saturday. Maybe we'll talk about all that stuff later. It was a weird Saturday. Nothing normally is happening to me. I don't really do anything crazy. Okay, Dead Paintball Guns. as we did last time, you know, this is, you know, the tier list things. We'll just give my opinion, really. This is all just kind of what I think. And I don't know. There's no, like, you know, real structure. It's just kind of how I feel and maybe how well the guns that these companies made were. I don't know. I'm thinking it too much. How well the guns were, like, received by people, you know, how much the public liked them, maybe how influential they were, stuff like that. And I've got some pictures as well and a little bit of history on most of, yeah, all these companies, most of the companies. Some more than others, because, you know, some of these are, you know, they've just been gone for a long time and weren't very big to begin with, so the information's kind of hard to find. So, first up on our list, the far left Spider. You know, we should all kind of be familiar with Spider. Spider were one of, obviously, maybe one of the biggest paintball gun companies ever. I kind of wanted this to start from this aspect. That was the first gun they ever made, the Spider Classic. They kind of had two colors. They had this silver one, and there was this kind of like champagne color. It was side cocking. It did not cock top like all the It did not top cock like all the Spiders kind of after it. Started in 1992 by Arthur Chang. And really kind of like just completely revolutionized the whole paintball scene, right? Being able to make these really kind of good entry-level blowback guns. I mean, Spider, as the years went on, weren't really known for quality. They were known for just making cheap, inexpensive paintball guns. But when they started out like this with this Spider Classic or the Spider Compact a little later, I believe, they weren't bad. I mean, they were made just as well as everything else there was out. So they kind of became a little more maybe budget style later on. And they had all kinds of electronic guns too, right? I mean, that was kind of the, one of the things they also helped pioneer was just the affordable electronic guns. That Spider Victor right there was very popular, probably like 2004 or something like that. The Spider Electra, that thing crazily had eyes, also had that rocking trigger. So the trigger looks weird because it pivots in the center and you can, like, rock it kind of back and forth to shoot it up top and the bottom. You can kind of pull the trigger all weird. It was stupid. The rocking trigger. The Hammer 7s were very popular, though. The Hammer 7 was popular mainly because people were modifying them a lot. You could put, like, you know, crazy stocks on them and stuff like that. It was magazine-fed, did take first strike. So there's a lot of people out there that were, and still really, using the Hammer 7, and probably still trying to track these down because they're very desirable. They were like $200, shot first strike, were pump guns, and you could really modify them to make them look kind of like, you know, real guns for a lot of those milsim people. Although I don't know what's going on with them. Like, I swear, like, a few years ago, Spider, like, kind of sold their property, or like intellectual property or copyrights or trademarks or whatever, to ANS Gear or some other company, and I couldn't find it at all. So I think that they're still owned by GI Sports or Core Outdoor, whatever we're calling them now. They just kind of quit making stuff, and it's kind of a trend we'll obviously are going to see. They just kind of quit making stuff, but one of the problems they had is really just, I mean, honestly, we'll say COVID, prices increasing and cost increasing so much, it made them, it really difficult to manufacture these guns that are like $80. And that was kind of all they were making now, or were making most recently, was just really inexpensive guns. They made the Spider Victor, and it just got really difficult for them to make those affordable things, especially with the EMEC. The EMEC was really kind of probably taking a lot of the Spider's lunch. Yeah, so Spider, I don't know, you know, it's not like, you know, Spider makes the best guns, but kind of like Tippmann, right? They were like the gateway or entry for a lot of us playing paintball. You know, I had a Spider, and I imagine a lot of us did. So just because of, like, their influentialness, I'm going to go A. Because they were super influential, but, you know, they didn't make the best guns. Up in this S tier, like we got WDP last time, because WDP, you know, a lot of people liked those guns, and they were very influential. And you kind of had a Spider because you had to have one. You were forced into it because it was affordable. Next, System X. System X were a very short-lived company, kind of first started out just making, like, random bits and bobs, you know, like aftermarket on-offs and beaver tails for your cocker, you know, just random stuff. Started in the late 90s. This is kind of confusing, too. So they were started by Paintball, Inc. Paintball, Inc. was originally Tasso, and then Tasso merged with National Paintball Supply, and then the Tasso guys kind of left and started Paintball, Inc. Paintball, Inc. was a distribution company. So if you had a paintball store, you could call them and, like, order paint, and you could order all kinds of guns and all kinds of tanks and stuff. So you could go directly to them. You didn't have to go to, like, every individual manufacturer. And they were also the people behind 32 Degrees. That's kind of why that 32 Degrees stuff and maybe the System X stuff looks a little similar, because it was all done by Paintball, Inc. I should have went back to my System X pictures. I want to go back to my notes so I can glance over at my notes. Yeah, so their real first guns were autocockers, right? Like, they made these System X autocockers. Hence, you know, System X is the name. They made the Dragon autococker, which was also really cool. I don't know why I didn't get pictures of it. I saw it today. It looked really similar to the Dragon Intimidators. That were out prior to the Dragon autococker. But I would say their most, you know, probably interesting gun, and the reason why they're on here is because of the enemy. This thing right here. It was interesting. It was always kind of weird. I was never really a fan of these things. They looked kind of wonky. I mean, you can see it does have that hose coming off the front, right where that gauge is, connecting to the LPR. It's got a hose coming off of it. That was wonky to me. I don't know why it's there. I don't know what the hell's going on. They just didn't design it right, and the hose probably should have been on the inside, but it was on the outside. Avalanche shot these things for a little bit of time, and maybe were only out like a year. System X did not last very long. Went out of business, I think, in 2005, 2006, somewhere in there. That's kind of what I concluded. Shout out to Mike. Pew, pew, Mike. This is his gun from his insane paintball collection. Mike came up a lot today when I was searching for pictures from all these companies. So System X is dead. Yeah, and probably only lasted 6-7 years, you know, somewhere in there. System X, I'm sorry, you know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, the Cockers were kind of cool. I mean, the Cockers didn't really work well. You know, they weren't like the best auto Cockers made. But, you know, they weren't terrible. The bodies were kind of cool. But this isn't really what we're doing here. We're not like saying if they have cool auto Cockers or not, because lots of companies had cool auto Cockers. Really, the only thing they have is that enemy, right? I mean, I think that I want to look at, like, you know, guns they actually made, not just auto Cockers. Everyone made auto Cockers. So D tier for System X. What's everyone talking about? I don't know. Okay. Indian Creek Design. You know, Indian Creek Design is one of those companies that I don't know all that much about. I'll let Indian Creek Design images play here. That was the very first gun they made. I tried to put sources on all these images, but it was going to take way too long. What am I trying to say here? Indian Creek Design started in 1986 by Ross Alexander. Prior to that, some of you guys might know the company Line SI, also started by Ross Alexander, and ended up turning it in to Indian Creek Designs when it was purchased by Jerry Dobbins. Jerry Dobbins renamed it Indian Creek Design. And the first gun they made was the Alley Cat. That right there. This is back when guns were like fucking solid. You know, like, it's just solid metal. I was going to say steel. It's probably not steel. Although it feels like steel sometimes. Solid steel paintball guns. Just, I mean, the things were made like tanks. Indian Creek Design, yeah, they just weren't around. I want to say that they were just not very popular, right? I mean, when I was big into paintball, we'll say, I mean, obviously still am, but like when I was like buying guns all the time and playing tournaments every weekend and, you know, trading guns, I'm crazy about it. Indian Creek Design just never really came up on my radar, right? I mean, there were the Matrixes and Bob Long guns and Shockers, and there were all these other things, but the Indian Creek Design guns just never did it for me, right? I mean, these Bushmasters, I'm not 100% sure, but I would guess they came out in 99 or 2000, and that was even before I started playing paintball. One of the issues with these, though, really was they didn't have eyes, where a lot of guys wanted the Intimidator because, you know, they had eyes. The Freestyles came out later on. I don't know, maybe like 2008, somewhere in there. The Naughty Dogs shot these. The Portland, I think, and Seattle Naughty Dogs. Probably more Seattle. That's why they got that paw print on the side. There's some other ones in here. There's another Freestyle. The last thing they did try to make in 2019, they tried to make the ICD, the Indian Creek Design, PRP. Although I don't know what PRP did stand for. It was a Nelson-based, so similar to, like, you know, old paintball guns. It did use a Nelson-based valve, but just really cool. I mean, look at this thing. You can put, like, a stock class hopper on, like, stick feed on top. They made a stock that takes, like, little 12 grams. It looks awesome. It did never come out, though, as it's, you know, was 7 years ago announced. But Indian Creek Design are kind of still in business, right? They just kind of stopped making paintball guns. They still are, like, selling parts here and there for their old products. They're still CNCing stuff, but they're manufacturing just for outside of paintball. You can still find their manuals on the website and stuff. So they're still technically around, but, you know, not making paintball guns anymore. Indian Creek Design is one of those companies. Yeah, I don't know how to rate that thing. I don't know, guys. I'm just going to put it in a B tier because I don't know what to do. What do you guys think? Let me know in the chat. It was the BKO. Way before 2008 with the Freestyle. I don't even know. I'm just trying to picture the Naughty Dogs playing with it. I'm like, maybe 2000. Oh, yeah, probably before that. 2005? Maybe? I mean, somewhere in there, you know. Something like that. C tier. Okay. Everyone's agreeing. What else? Dragon. So Dragon's one of those weird companies as well. What am I doing? Dragon. Dragon also were making autocockers. This was their Dragonfly autococker, I believe they call those. Or maybe just the Black Dragon. I don't know. They did make an electric version of this thing, and these things were just goddamn awful. I mean, everything about these were bad. I mean, it was just shit. Everything about it was terrible. All the parts were just cheap. Couldn't ever keep them working. They were fat and heavy. I mean, if you know autocockers, you can kind of just look at the body and tell how fat and wide it is. Kind of how it hangs over the side of that trigger frame. These were awful. But again, we're not talking about autocockers. We are talking about the actual paintball guns they made, the TES. The TES stand for Tournament Series Electronic. It was a blowback marker. So, you know, just like a spider. But really, kind of when these came onto the market, also, I'm going to guess here, 2003 or something like that, there weren't any affordable electronic guns. The only, like, electronic guns you could buy, for the most part, were, like, mid-range or high-end. So you were spending hundreds of dollars. And this thing came out, and it was, like, the first, like, $150, $200 electronic gun. And it shot extraordinarily fast. Like, the rate of fire on the thing was crazy. They didn't have eyes, though. I think they did eventually come out with a version that had eyes. It didn't last long. These were only around for a few years. The TES, but again, kind of influential. I would say a little bit influential. I mean, I don't think anybody really wanted the things, but the Dragon, you know, we're going to go with freaking... Oh, you guys all said C tier, not B tier for Indian Creek Design, huh? I don't know. Maybe we'll come back to it. Dragon... Well, yeah, Indian Creek Design is definitely above Dragon, though. Dude, there's no way. That's insane. God damn, you gotta get me out of here. System X? There's no way Dragon's above System X. Alien Paintball's next. Alien Paintball, a local company, started in 2004 by Jack Rice. Definitely their claim to fame. Has to be the Alien Revelation. That thing right there. It's kind of wacky. It's got like this weird trapdoor system in it. So you can kind of see that like weird ass plate that's on top. That like diamond kind of plate. It actually has a piece inside there that moves back and forth that like lets paintballs like fall in. It's really weird. They didn't really make these. No one, you know, they never really went to production. There's a couple more. I think that might be Mike's again. Pew pew Mike. That is the Alien Independence. That was a little bit later. But one of the main things these also were known for was trying backspin. So they were actually like, instead of just putting air at the ball evenly, it would deliver it to the bottom of the ball more so that it would like try to make the ball spin backwards. And then it kind of, you know, makes it shoot further in a physics thing. They continued that with all their guns, though. So every single one would have that. That right there is the Deception, the Alien Deception. Those right there are the Independence. I really liked my favorite looking one, though, was for sure the... What was this one? The names are insane to me. I can't remember. The Intercept... No, that's the Independence. I always liked the way that one looked. That was, I believe, the newest gun they did come out with. Although Alien went out of business in 2015, I believe, roughly. And yeah, they're certainly dead. They closed their doors. Alien, you can't buy Alien guns anymore. Alien? I don't know. Alien's going to be a kind of an odd one. Because one thing they definitely did was, like, innovate, right? They definitely were trying new things, right, with that, like, you know... trapdoor-y system with, you know, trying to put backspin on the ball, just making like unique, interesting designs. So that's definitely a plus. My experience with their guns were, though, is not that much, you know, same thing. It's like there just weren't a lot of them. I don't even know if I've ever taken one apart. I've certainly shot them, and from my experience, they shot okay. You know, they didn't, you know, shoot anywhere crazy. To me, you know, these, like, in the Independence, I believe, the Independence in these things, they just kind of shot like egos to me. So it wasn't, like, anything spectacular. I mean, this was wildly different. This thing, like, didn't have a bolt. It's all crazy. But, you know, the newer guns, they just kind of shot like egos to me. So I like their, I don't know, I like their, like, you know, innovation, but I really have no idea. We're going to go right here. I have an alien shirt on even. I didn't even think about this. I don't know. We might come back to that though. Yes, excessive used them for sure. That's right. I thought about that. I didn't remember that. Definitely. JT Impulse, for sure. It definitely kind of shoot like a JT Impulse, for sure. Do I have an Impulse here still? I totally forgot. There's a JT Impulse right there. Chris, I have your Impulse. Yeah. Alien, B tier. And then we have PMI. PMI. PMI, Pursuit Marking Incorporated. PMI is probably a company you've heard of. It started in 1982 as really wholesale distribution. So kind of like we were talking about with Paintball Inc., really a wholesaler and like distributor. I had to like burp or something. PMI, what are we doing? Yeah, certainly their main product was definitely the PMI-3, and then later branded the VM-68. You know, these remind me of like 1996 paintball. I think every paintball field had the VM-68 for a while. It was like the Tippmann 98 of 1998 or something like that. Everyone had these things. But they didn't really make a lot. PMI, nothing was really branded PMI. They would later come out with a lot more series of guns, kind of like Paintball Inc. did with like 32 Degrees and System X. They kind of made different brands, just like GI Sports do with, you know, Empire, or Core do with GI Sports. I don't know. So like they would make the Piranha series later on. PMI also, I mean, you know, historically, and famously behind Marbleizer and Premium and All-Star Paintballs. But they're certainly dead. PMI and National Paintball Supply merged a long time ago, and then it became Key Action Sports about 20 years ago now. So PMI, I don't know. I would not say are very influential within the... Ooh, the Tracer. I know, I had that on here, actually. Sort of. The PMI 1, I think that became the Tracer. I don't know. PMI, right, also didn't really make stuff for too long, but were very influential, but not so much directly in the paintball gun space. You know, making the VM-68 and it being like a staple of all paintball fields for 10 years or something like that is certainly a big deal. But yeah, I would have to go, we definitely have to go B, and I'm going to move this down. No? People are going to hate me for Indian Creek Design at C tier. Oh, the illustrators too? Yeah, there you go. I was doing like a bunch of research on guns today, and dude, God, nothing fucking comes up. Dude, like nothing comes up. Like, I'm like, damn it, I'm trying to like confirm things I think, but I can't, I don't know. It's difficult. The internet is dead. PMI? Also dead. Bob Long Technologies. Bob Long Technologies Blast, whatever the hell you're going to call them. I should have had a picture of Bob Long up here. Bob Long, the man, the myth, the legend, started his company, named after himself, making autocockers. A lot of these are my guns, too. autocockers. He started making just custom autocockers back in like the early 90s. Just really made well autocockers. I mean, back in like 1992, stuff wasn't just made that well, and Bob's whole deal was just trying to make good quality guns that worked and were reliable and all that stuff. So just improving the quality of this stuff was kind of his whole deal. And then came out with the Intimidator in 2001. There's just another autococker. I had one that was similar to like that at one point. It was a little bit lighter in color, though. It wasn't like as dark on the body. Then came out with the Intimidator, as well as like all the Intimidators that followed, you know, the 2K2 Intimidator. And Bob Long, of course, revolutionized paintball. I mean, he's the guy who essentially made break beam eyes popular. It's contentious whether it was the first gun, I think. But certainly was the first gun that everybody wanted and used, and everyone was crazy about the Intimidator. They sold thousands and thousands of them. In all kinds of bodies for about 10 years. We can see right there a Ripper Intimidator, a Ripper 2 Intimidator. That's Michael Dufort's. That is a Bob Long Millennium. So Bob Long also, before the Intimidators, would make spider bodies, weirdly enough. He'd use those spider bodies to then develop prototypes for the Intimidator. There's a good video on the channel kind of all about that. That was my personal G6R Intimidator that I ordered from Bob Long in the specific tan color that I wanted. That was also not my paintball gun, but one we had at the store. We ordered a bunch of those things. That's the Reptile. And I can't for the life of me remember what the Reptile is based on. The Reptile was just like a limited edition cool milling gun, but I don't know. Was it the Onslaught or something? I don't know. That was also my personal Ripper Intimidator, another Ripper Intimidator that I used to own back in like 2004. That used to be Tyler Harmon's gun, Ridley, when he was like 14 years old, whatever he was. Bob Long! So yeah, Bob Long, you know, we're just talking about companies too. It's not like how much Bob Long or how influential Bob Long was on paintball. It's just like the guns. Like, how influential were the guns, and did people like them, and whatever. And I think, to me, Bob Long is obviously a tier. No, they're not. It's S tier. I mean, I don't know what else. It's obviously S tier. Come at me, you know. I mean, the like later on guns, like these ones, like the, god damn it, what is going on here? Like, I didn't actually get any pictures even of, like, the newer guns, you know, because they made a bunch of stuff after the Intimidator as well, like this Reptile thing. God damn it. I thought that would happen. Like the Reptile that I didn't like, you know, like the Victories and the Onslaught and the Insight and the Vis, right? I didn't like those guns. So I wasn't really a fan of those, but very much liked the Intimidator and the G6R. I mean, the G6R is probably one of the best guns I've ever owned, so it's definitely S tier. AKA, I found out something today about AKA. AKA stands for, why do I have like another, no, we're good. AKA stands for, well, hold on. So, originally, AKA was started by Leeds Metal Products. Or Leeds, actually. It's probably Leeds. Leeds Metal Leeds Metal Products. And an employee, Aaron Alexander, who worked there, actually would start AKA. That's kind of where AKA comes from. Aaron Alexander. And that LMP is Leeds or Leeds Metal Products. It's a little interesting. Then most of the stuff that AKA first came out with were aftermarket parts. They were making just good quality autococker parts, inline regulators. They had the Sidewinder regulator that everybody wanted. The Sidewinder was fantastic. I don't even know if I had a Sidewinder. I wanted a Sidewinder so bad when I was like 18. I was like 19 years old. Just, I don't know. There's a, I think, the fatty version. They had multiple versions of the Sidewinder regulators. They've made really super efficient guns. So everything you're seeing here, the Viking and the Excalibur, it's so hard for me to tell the difference. Obviously, that one says Viking on the side. But a lot of these guns look similar. Not that one. We'll talk about that. But, like, I don't know. It's hard for me to tell the difference. I know these are Excaliburs because I got the pictures earlier, but I don't know. There were two guns, though. The Viking and the Excalibur. The Excalibur was very interesting. The Excalibur was closed bolt and used two solenoids, kind of like the original, like, shoebox shockers using two solenoids. The Viking was open bolt and just, no. The Viking was open bolt. Interestingly, the Excalibur was $400 or $500 more, mainly just because, you know, it was dual solenoid and just way more complicated to make. AKA made excellent guns. I mean, everything was made exceptionally well. I never owned a Viking because kind of like Indian Creek design. I don't want to say they're similar because Indian Creek guns in like the early 2000s certainly weren't as desirable. I feel like I'm saying certainly all the time. They definitely were not as reliable or as desirable. AKA just wasn't around long enough for me to really get a chance. You know, AKA went out of business in 2004. They had plans to come out with a third gun, but it never really went into full production. The Evil M, I'm always confused on the pronunciation of that. The Evil M, it's pronounced E-H-M, Yeah, someone said smart parts. Good call. We'll talk about that. They had plans to come out with this thing, just a more compact, kind of traditional, you know, ego-looking gun, intimidator-looking gun. But, you know, they never really fully went into production. And just like somebody, con man said, probably a smart parts employee. Sorry. what was I saying? Yeah, the main reason the reason AKA went out of business is because of their lawsuits with Smart Parts. I don't know all the details. There is a video that I've been working on for like 4 years about that. Early 2000s, Smart Parts started suing everybody because they were violating their patents, which I don't know if every case if they were, but I believe that all the companies were, but they didn't really enforce them for like years and years and years. And then all of a sudden they decided to, I think. So it was a little weird. Nobody liked it. WDP and a couple companies stood up to them, but WDP is out of business. So yeah. Okay. What are we ranking AKA? I'm going to go B. I know, oh, man, I don't know, though. Damn, am I going to put AKA... Are we going to put AKA in the same line with PMI and Alien? I mean, Alien certainly made more guns. There's that certainly again. Alien made more guns. But you know, I don't know if they were... They're certainly not as desirable as the AKA stuff. I don't know if it shot as well. I mean, AKA guns were so complicated, too. That was one of the problems with them. And they were like big bricks. A tier? I don't know though. They only make guns for like 4 years, you know? It's hard to like. I mean, they're definitely better than Alien and PMI though. I mean, you know? But PMI higher than AKA. Probably, actually. I think they probably are. PMI probably is higher than AKA. Just because of, like, you know, all the early stuff that PMI did, you know, I just said that, like, literally every paintball field in the 90s used PMI, like, rental guns. They used those VM68s. And AKA didn't, for sure. I mean, their guns were not everywhere. Their parts and autococker stuffs and, like, regs and stuff were popular, but I know, Indian Creek Designs it as C, huh? I don't know. PMI higher, yeah, I'm okay with I'm okay with PMI going higher. It is a very good point. Okay, we'll put PMI higher. I want to put PMI higher. I don't have... Should this go here? I don't know. We'll come back. We'll come back again. Okay, evil. Evil's definitely not going above PMI, right? No. We don't got to worry about that. Evil, we have started in 19... Nope. I was like, that didn't sound right. I was going to say 1986. Started in 2000 under PMI. I think 2000s. I said 2000s. So, you know, 2001 or somewhere in there. PMI started evil as well. That's kind of why they kind of feel similar. The first thing they did make, I believe, was the evil pipe barrel kit. They weren't any good. People think they're good. They're not good. Neither was their detonator regulator that people like for some reason. All the evil stuff was not good. Just cheap, you know, just like the 32 degree stuff, just like the System X stuff, just kind of cheap, you know, just not made that well. They did have kind of only one gun. I'm saying two all of a sudden off the top of my head. They did make the evil Omen. That's what we're looking at right here. And it looks like a Piranha. If anyone like ever had a Piranha GTS, it looks like... Why do I... I am totally like blanking on this stuff right now. So we have the evil Omen right there. And it was weird. It was a closed bolt gun. Very odd. I can't even visualize the inside of this. I know that I've taken these apart, but it's been so long, I can't remember. They did have this like weird, the Minion. What else? There was the Minion, but what else? The Omen, and then there was another one I keep showing here that I can't remember the name of. Was it the Minion? Is this the Minion? Is the newer one the Minion? Is that the Minion? I think that's the Minion. The Pimp, there you go. Fucking awful goddamn names. The evil Omen, yeah, it was weird. It was closed bolt, and it also had like this like spring on the side of it that like pushed paintballs in or something. I can't fully remember. It was very odd. And then the Pimp, the kind of just newer version, just like all these companies, just kind of like, I mean, literally just making like egos. They're just making Intimidators and egos. And I'm like 95% sure that's all that is. You know, they got rid of that closed bolt thing because it's kind of stupid. Just tried to make it more reliable. They also made the evil Minion that some guys are saying. But it was really just the evil Minion I do not have pictures of. But it was really just a private label like PM7. So it was really just a proto Matrix 7 or 8. Just, you know, with different milling on it. So... Evil. You know, I don't like Evil either. I think they're kind of lame, obviously, as you can tell. But are they better than Indian Creek Design? God, no. So, that's, I think, what we're at. But I don't know if I want to, like, change stuff. Who thinks I should? Tell me in the chat if I should move stuff around. GoPro Shop, what's the shoulder thing? I'll get it. The Pimp was an impulse Intimidator hybrid. That kind of makes sense, right? You can kind of not like see it, but you can kind of like feel it on there. It's got that like gauge on the front and shit. Like, I don't know. I could see that. He's got a tapeworm and we're good. But, so I don't know. Is this wrong? Is this right? F tier? I know there is no F. We could like just take it off. Like, it's down here. I don't know. I think it's good. Bob Long, for sure. I mean, you could even argue that Spider could go into S tier, really. Is Spider better than PMI? Probably. If there was, like, an A+, maybe. Alien in a B tier? I don't know if Alien should go into B tier. AKA up? I don't know. I think it's just because they weren't around long enough for me, you know? Like, they just didn't make guns long enough. AKA, I don't know about put. I can't put Spider. I definitely am not going to put Spider below AKA. Can't do that. That's crazy talk. I mean, I definitely would rather have an AKA gun, of course. But, I mean, Spider, it was so important to paintball. So, I don't know. WDP, yeah, we did this before about 3 weeks ago. And I did 10 other, I did 10 companies that time. We did 9. And then I'll do probably a part 3 because there's more companies we can do. I wanted to not make this 4 hours long. So we're just kind of breaking it up into different pieces. And why I'm, oh, wow. No, I didn't want that. Never mind. I was going to pull something up, but I'm totally not ready for it. So let me do something real fast. Bob Long needs a heavenly tier. Yeah, Bob, it's hard to like, it's hard, right? Like I look at the tier lists and it's like, man, I don't know if I can like even put these other companies up there. It's kind of like, I wish there was like a space, kind of like I was saying, I wish there was like an A+ tier or something like that, because I definitely kind of feel that like, it's just difficult. Like I feel like I'm thinking and trying to talk about stuff. It's hard, right? I don't like it. Really, Spider and Bob Long are that close, and PMI and Bob are that close. You know, it'd be like Angel. We'd put Angel up there, or I'd put maybe probably Smart Parts. I don't remember if we put Smart Parts at S tier or not. We might have. I don't remember. We can go back and watch that later. No, we're not. We're not going to go back and actually watch it, but we will, you guys can go back and actually watch it. You know, this live stream is sponsored by BFPgear.com. BFP Gear getting all this Hydra shit in. I got to go look at these pants. The Hydra Pro paintball pants. I really like these. They kind of have like this built-in crotch zone protector. So you can like remove this like nut pad if you want. They got all kinds of Hydra stuff. You can just put it into this handy search bar up the top. Hydra stuff's going to come up. But one of the things that's like handy, actually, if you live around here, I really like how like I can go to the website and see if they have stuff in stock locally. So like I can just go to the website and go pick it up. Or if I want to, I can actually go try these pants on at the stores they own, Extreme Paintball and Sac Paintball. But if not, BFPgear.com, you know, they've been a long supporter of this thing, as well as other paintball teams. And they're one of the companies that, like, actually helps paintball. So supporting the companies that actually help paintball is one of the ways that we can just make paintball better, really. I mean, supporting the actual people who are invested into paintball, I don't know, probably good. Yeah. So I don't know, the tier list. Does tier list, I do want to check these pants out. They're kind of cool because they have I'm so far away from this monitor. I can't tell if you guys can see, but on the leg, right, they have like, you know, Kevlar leg material, not Kevlar, but like reinforced material all up on the leg. So it like goes, you can kind of see where it hits that seam. But it goes all the way up. So this is like all one piece all the way down. So it shouldn't rip. I'm curious. They look kind of cool. The tier list. I meant to go back over there and not talk about these pants. Bob Long. I just kind of feel like Indian Creek Design is too low. Are they? I don't know. But I don't like Indian Creek Design. I never have. So, I mean, I'm fine with Evil. I'm fine with Evil, Dragon, and System X being D tier for sure. We do kind of need an F tier, maybe. Oh, well. Aliens too high. Channel member poo. Yeah, I don't know. I hear you. I like how they did it for a long time, though. Freestyle was awesome? No way. No way. B tier. At least B tier. What are we saying? Yeah, it would have been better to have an F tier. I didn't do the F tier before, though, either. Oh, well. This is your tier list. Bob Long, S tier. Spider, PMIA. Alien, a.k.a. B. Indian, Creek, Design, C. System X, Dragon, Evil, D. For sure. So, how you guys doing? Raven. I don't know. Actually, Raven's not on the list. Raven is on the, like, I definitely have Raven as a dead paintball company, because I've had you guys help me come up with dead paintball gun companies, but I don't know. Is Raven a gun company? Do we say Raven as a gun company? I mean, they're just spiders, you know, with Raven on the side of it. Yeah, I like the Alley Cat. For sure, I like the Alley Cat. Yeah, Raven, we can't do Raven. Raven's not like their own standalone thing, so... No, that's crazy. Give the live stream a like if you're here right now. Give the live stream a like, you know. Give that button a little... I don't know. I was going to say taparoo, but I don't want to... I was going to say that. I don't know. Whatever you want. We could do a tier list based off just marker types. Oh, that'd be good. I don't know if we're counting. I don't know marker types, though. Let me think about that. I'm going to put that. I'm just going to, like, put that on my thing so I just remember. I'll think about that more later. Air gun design. No, I don't want to count air gun. I mean, we also got to think that, like, some of these companies, like, I didn't fully talk about this, but I kind of meant to. Some of these companies aren't gone, you know, in a way, right? Like, Bob Long is kind of around in some sort of way, right? I mean, Bob Long was purchased or sold, I should say, to Alex Fragi, Yost Rao, Oliver Lang, and I think Ryan Greenspan owns a portion or something. But generally, Alex Fragi and Yosher Rao are the guys heading it up. And yeah, they just kind of bought the company and started making their own guns. You know, they're now at Field One. They've only really made the Force. Hopefully they come out with something new soon. But then there's also Blast Legacy, where you can still buy parts. So there's, like, you can still buy parts for them, and there's still kind of new parts being made sometimes. And then, you know, Field One is technically around. And the same thing with AKA. AKA are still alive, but they're not really making paintball guns. You can still buy a handful of parts from them and things, but they're not, like, you know, full-on manufacturing paintball guns. And they haven't done that in, you know, 20-some-odd years. Indian Creek, we talked about them. They're kind of around, but just making, like, other machined manufactured parts for other industries. So they're not, like, full gone, but Air Gun Design. Oh, I'm not in the right window. What am I doing? Let's just take this and go here. Maybe. There we go. Oh, they got a new domain. Interesting. What am I doing? I'm all over the place. There's too many freaking windows. Ooh, let's still leave that there. Air Gun Design. So yeah, they're still around. I mean, you can still buy guns and stuff, you know? Or do they not have any guns at all anymore? Because at one point they had, like, guns still. Archived. You can see the archived things. I guess not. Damn, they're, like, totally not... Don't have guns at all anymore, huh? All right, fuck it. We're going to put Air Gun on the next one. Air Gun Design. We're going to go guns part 3. AGD. Okay, it's on there. Everyone's, like, saying about, like, the freestyle was awesome or something. What is going on with my, like... What is going on with this chat, though, right now? I don't know. Ooh, David with the super chat, sir. Dave with a dollar. I appreciate it. And leave a like. Leave a like on the live stream. That's what I kind of thought. Air Gun is totally around to making guns. Where are they, then? Where the hell do we buy them at? Do I still have it saved? Where do we buy them? Like, you know, like the XM Automag? I've never even heard of the XM Automag. What if we hit that for something? Maybe something comes up. Browse builds? I mean, I don't know. Where are they selling them? If they're selling them, where the hell do we buy them at? Oh, the XM is the Yuli body. Okay. I don't know of another website. This is literally, I searched Air Gun Design, you know. Air Gun Designs. Whoa. Didn't spell it right, but... maybe this one. Maybe that's like a freaking scam website or some shit. I don't know. Because I kind of thought they were too. I mean, that's why they weren't on our list. But, you know, I haven't looked in a couple years, so... I don't know. I liked the Automags, though. I never really owned an Automag. The Automags, you know, just like, you know, a lot of the guns were kind of going away when I started. It was either like Automags or Autocockers at the time. You either kind of chose one and you picked a camp. I had a Cocker for like a week and then got an Angel. So it didn't last very long for me. The old classic guns. E-Mags? Damn, and E-Mags are crazy. I mean, you can't buy them. I do have the I do have a classic Automag over here. I just got to get a bunch of parts for it. We've talked about that. I hate buying parts for paintball guns. It makes me want to kill myself. Ooh, I'll get kicked off YouTube if I say that name. The Mini Mag. I did want a Mini Mag for a while because it looked so cool. It had that like little shroud. It just looked cool. I really liked the that Mini Mag. I forgot about the Mini Mag. I didn't want one for very long, though. I don't know. No. It couldn't have been that long. Level 10 bolts. I never liked putting the level 10 bolts. I've worked on a ton of Automags. The level 10 bolts were a pain in the ass to install, though. Customers would come in and they'd, like, you know, want level 10 kits installed or whatever, and you'd have to, like, tune their guns, and then they'd go out and, like, fuck them all up. Like, God damn it. You got to put these right springs in. I think it's been a long time, too, since I've installed a level 10 kit on an Automag. I don't know. We were going to talk about some, like, free agent stuff, but I don't think I'm ready for it. So we're going to have to save that for next time. Finding some of these pictures of these guns was a freaking nightmare. Like, these evil guns were hard. The Indian Creek design guns were very difficult. Like, I just couldn't find any good pictures of, like, BKOs or, like, I don't know, all the weird Indian Creek design guns. Adios, Slapshot. Yeah, I don't know. Who's got paintball questions for me? Who made the Supernova? I think Nova, right? Is the Supernova even a thing? Or is it just a Nova? What do you have lying all around? Novas? Oh, level 10 kits? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. In these live streams, I don't know what I say like 3 minutes ago. I couldn't even tell you what I was talking about. Was it called the Supernova? I don't really remember. Now they have like multiple. I mean, they're still making those things, or they're like remaking them. They have like various different versions. I think I shot the like closed bolt, like original version at the internet. Yeah, Nova's making paintball guns. Right now, everyone's like, aren't they dead? What's going on? I'm like, Nova's making stuff, right? Unless they're like dead again, and I just don't know. I'll search Nova paintball gun. No, we've definitely been there. They got all kinds of stuff. Did they ever make that? Like, they were gonna make that, like, one crazy gun. This. Did they ever make this? I don't know if they ever. Did, I mean. I don't know. I don't know if they ever made this. This was like weird. So this thing, please open big. This thing, the what the hell do they call this thing? Come back. It's like, come back. The N5 Destroyer. So this was a pump gun that was also semi-auto. So you could use the pump handle. But I think that button right there, you just push that button in, and it would make it mechanical or, you know, semi-auto. I don't know why it's got like two different trigger guards. The world's first real switchable semi-auto and pump paintball marker. But I don't know. I've never seen one, so I don't know. Oh, it was called the Supernova. Okay. Yeah, this is the one I shot. This is like the original normal one. The Dreadnought. This thing was crazy. This is all mechanical with no internals or something. I don't know. Anyway, they're around still. Oh, Mike. Yeah, dude, tell me about it. Dude, every time like I'm looking for shit, I'm like, "Oh, man, he's got one, of course." I almost just used your footage. I'm like, I don't like doing that though. It's like today I tried to build some like shortcut on my computer that would automatically kind of put like I automatically like that would put the source of the picture, and I don't know, after like an hour and a half, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I gotta move on. Cause I do this live stream all in one day, all the planning and stuff. So I gotta like, it's gotta be like quick, you know? And yeah, I tried to figure that out so I could like, you know, when I use people's pictures, at least like, you know, tell people where I got it. But dude, it took so goddamn long. I was like, oh, I'll take them to Photoshop. And I'm like, fucking Christ, it's taking too long. But yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, but I was gonna use some of your videos, and I was like, I thought about it. I just don't like it, you know. I don't know. I would just rather not use other people's things, you know. That's all. I did use one of your pictures. Your picture, one of them's in here for something. I forget what it was. I don't know. Okay, boosted. Okay, going to the other stream. What's the other stream? Oh, the I don't know. I do have a bad. No, I don't. My mouth's not that bad. Should hang out maybe with him at the strip club, letting it fly. Oh, Major League Paintball. Are they doing the coaches show or whatever? I always forget. You know what's on right now though is a Home Run Derby. That's probably, I don't know. Is that more fun to watch? I don't know. Home Run Derby is kind of lame. Ooh, Fulcrum just bought a BKO for $30. And all you need is a macro line. That's pretty cool. 30 bucks. Coach's show. Yeah. Yeah, I do miss, like, one of the good things about, like, the paintball store was just all the free crap we got. Dude, so much free stuff. And not like free stuff from companies. Like, people would come in and just be like, you guys want this? And they'd come in with like a bucket full of paintball stuff. And like, you know, 98% of this stuff is pointless, but every once in a while, you know, there'd be like a BKO or like some old weird gun or like something in there. It's kind of like, that's one of the reasons I hate buying paintball stuff. Like, I was like, I need to get macro line and like, I need to get an on off. And I'm like, oh, I hate buying that stuff. They had like boxes full of it. Yeah. Is there one decent, I don't know if there's a, I don't even know if they're podcasts. I don't even consider these podcasts. You know, like I'll like listen to, you know, Spick and Span, PTG, but I don't, you know, I normally put them on YouTube and they're like playing on a TV in the background and I'm like doing something and I'll like turn around and look for a little bit or whatever. It's like, I don't even know. I don't even really watch them like podcasts. They're more like freaking TV shows to me. Yeah, I don't know what to call them anymore. Yeah. The Infinity Legend. We are going to talk about the Legend. We definitely have the Legend coming up on our thing. I'll tell you guys the companies that at least are, we'd have not done yet. There it is. Well, I don't know, actually, no, because they're not in order. Sheridan, Hybrid, maybe, Infinity, Machine, Piranha, Brass Eagle. I don't know. I think that's all. We might have Armisen. There might be a couple others. We might have to, like, I might have to find some other companies. Because we've got, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we got enough. Never mind. There's, like, 9 of them. Although I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I don't know. We'll have to do some prior research and make sure we're not missing anybody. How about the Brass Eagle Marauder? I don't know. I don't really know what the Marauder is. I don't remember. What was the Marauder? Was the Marauder that like big ass heavy thing? Right? No. Okay, I know the Marauder. Yeah, the Marauders are trash. I hated those pull pins. Obviously, they're trash, but they had those pull pins on the back. I guess it matters which Marauder we're talking about, too. They had that quick release thing. No good. Armisen. Yeah, Armisen. Yeah, I didn't think. I thought Armisen was still around. Armisen used to make like actual real gun stuff. That's probably why they're making those rifle scopes. Huh? I think they did at least. Gen E? I don't know. Should we put Gen E on there? That's a good, that's a company that we definitely don't have, though. Yeah, okay, why not? That's a good company. That's a good one. Obviously only made one thing for like a year. But they're a good one. Because it's morphed into a lot of stuff, so it'll be a good history time. Armisen rifled barrels. I don't think I've ever played paintball with a rifled barrel. Mainly just because there's no real reason to. I don't know, though. You know, I don't know. You know, we've talked so much in paintball. I've talked so much about rifled barrels. And it's like, I don't know, dude. Like, do they work or not? Do they work on... Do rifled barrels work on spheres? We don't know. I don't think anyone has like a real answer for me. I know that like somebody has to know the real answer to this. But like there's so much conflicting information, you know? It's like spinning a sphere, it doesn't work the same. So you like if you spin a sphere... It doesn't work the same as if you, like, spin, like, a football that's, like, long. Because you get this, like, weird, like, stability thing because, like, the weight is distributed different. So, like, spinning, like, a circle shouldn't do anything, I don't think. But, like, I've read that, like, rifled barrels on, like, muskets don't work, too. I remember, like, way looking into this at one point. And then I was watching this thing the other day And these guys are like, talk. There's this whole thing like on, what was I watching? Something on like PBS about like Civil War weapons or something like that. It was a PBS Nova thing on Civil War weapons. So they were talking about cannons and all kinds of shit. And then like these guys have these guns that are rifled. They're using these rifled muskets with round ball. Right? And it's like, I don't know. They're talking about how much more accurate they are. And they're like shooting the thing and it's more accurate. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, haven't we, like, I don't know. Isn't that the whole reason we made like bullets? I'm so confused. I know that like, obviously with paintballs, you need, I'll talk about Sandana for you, John. Give me a second, maybe. I might not have much to say, though. We know with real rifled barrels, right? It works because the bullet, like, squeezes down the barrel and is essentially catching the grooves, and it's, like, forcing it to turn, you know? And, like, for that to work with a paintball, you got to do the same thing. You got to force the paintball down the barrel, and you really can't force the paintball down a barrel. It's just going to blow up. So, like, it doesn't work for that reason, but I don't know. I was just so confused the other day. I'm like, fuck, the rifles, does rifling work or not? But it can work with first strike, and it works for its first strike because it is doing that. It's literally like grabbing the first strike and like squeezing it so it grabs the rifling. I don't know. So confused. John asked earlier, John Wick, how do I find more information about Sandana headbands? Oops. The different colors, Taz colors, and many. I don't know. I don't know the full answer to that question, unfortunately. I would bet that if we went to PB Nation and we typed in Sandana. What do we type in the search bar? Do we type in, like, guide? Do we type in, I don't know. I mean, I would look here. I would be also interested. I would bet that somebody, I'm surprised nobody made an actual like a website or chart that says everything. Aqua Cleaning says it's best on the BTS page. I know, but I was like, it's going to be so hard to, I was wondering if like, because PB Nation, they used to like, you know, they would on the like, whatever. On these, sometimes at the very, probably not in there, but, you know, I don't know, at the very top of the, like, headgear thing, sometimes they would put, like, you know, here's what all the different colors mean and stuff. They would, like, sticky a post or whatever. Yeah. I'm not sure. But for sure you're going to get the most information, like Aqua said, on Facebook buy, sell, trade, like, headband stuff. There's like headband groups and stuff on Facebook. That's probably the best place. Unfortunately. But I don't know. Because there's, I mean, you know, I just don't know. About it. What did Gymrat PhD guy and Matt the Gymrat are going to fight? Paintball field. The rifled barrel thing for paintballs is almost as ridiculous as the LV1 drop shot. Oh, I agree. I mean, I don't know. This is my thing about like, does rifling work on a sphere or not? I don't know. But yeah, for paintball, you gotta like squeeze it down the barrel and shit, so it's just not gonna work. The drop shot is funny. Because like, I don't know. No one can explain it, right? You're like, but doesn't air just hit the ball? Like, air's just hitting the ball. So the only way for drop shot to happen is to like create top spin, which it could be doing, I guess, but it's not. There's also like, you know, there's been a bunch of people that like did like a study on that or whatever. Chris is right. All paintballs drop eventually. Chris, I was thinking about you this morning when I was in the shower. Probably not in the shower. I think I was walking at the river. We should have a discussion. Not about, you know, I'm going to come out with armpits. No. Armpits, yes. Have you guys heard of armpits before? Come out with a line of deodorant. Yeah, it's like drop shot. It's literally just air hitting the ball. It's like, you know, like, it's just hitting it. So, like, how is it falling or shooting farther if air is just hitting it? You know, it's just like, how is that making it shoot different? Yeah. Physics can explain it. It's pretty basic, for sure. That's why I'm just like, it doesn't make a difference. That's all physics. You just hit it and it goes. You're not like doing anything else to it. Like every paintball gun just hits air, just hits the ball and it just goes out. But yeah, unless you're doing the top spin, side spin thing, you know, it can get weird. Rifled barrels. These guys were adamant about it. I'm like, man, I mean, it's got to be right. These are expert riflemen. They would know if a rifled barrel works with round objects. They said it did. I feel like it could definitely be done, though. I don't know what we're talking about. Internal porting with a secondary airburst could absolutely achieve crazy spin. Let me think about it. Probably not. I don't know. I mean, so like, I think it happens too fast, right? Like, I think it's just too fast. 'Cause like, let's get a paintball and we're going to simulate with this barrel. We're going to pretend like this is the bolt of the paintball gun. This is not what's happening. You know, like this is the bolt going back and forth. So your gun's like, and air is coming out of here, you know, air is going to be coming out of there. I don't like using this as a demonstration. I don't got another bolt though. Oh, look, we have auto mag parts. Oh no, look at this. Let's use this. Here's the bolt. So what I wonder is like, when this thing's at rest, right, it falls down and the gun starts to shoot and the bolt goes forward and then the air comes out. But when this is going forward and it shoots, the ball is like way out here and then the bolt goes back and then it shoots again and then the ball's way out here, you know? So like a secondary air burst, it would like, gun shoots, ball's going way, and then it starts going back. Because the velocity is so high, it's like, pew! It's like way out of the barrel fast. And then it starts kind of coming back. So it'd have to be like, and then like shoot again. But you'd have to be able to like, deliver air differently.
Thinking about it.
Because you got to deliver air through that hole right there, right? There's a hole right there. And then once the bolt goes forward, it's past the entry hole. So you have to create like another hole. So you could create one burst. And then once the bolt is forward, it could fire when the ball is like right here at the second outlet. I don't know. That might work. I don't know if it would work, but technically you could get it to fire twice. But having it like the bolt come back again to let more air out, yeah, that wouldn't work. You'd need to create like two outlets or some shit. I don't know. Who knows? So many commenting, I can't read. Rennick Brad, when the air hits the ball, when the air hits the ball like a breach, doesn't matter. Brad, where the air hits the ball on the breach doesn't matter. The PGP vented a gas out the bottom of the bolt and it was 100% flat-faced. Hold on. I don't know if I'm following. So where the air hits the ball in the breech, like where it's traveling down the breech, or like air, like where on the paintball the air is delivered, doesn't matter. I truly don't know. I mean, but that was the whole point of, like, you know, the alien guns was deliver air to the bottom, I guess. Penguin Dynasty says, again, for a round ball, you need something to impart. Wait, what? Again, for a round ball, you need something to impart, not a rifle-style spin, but backspin, which will actually airsoft. Yeah, for sure. It's just like a flat line. I mean, yeah, you said it right there. The flat line. I don't know. Has anyone tried hop-up on a paintball gun? Because hop-up's, like, weird. It just, like, it'd be difficult to work on a paintball. Because hop-up, if you guys don't know, on airsoft guns, I think this is how this works. I don't know anything about airsoft guns. Hop-up on an airsoft gun, the airsoft BB is, like, going down the barrel or whatever, or, like, when it comes out. And I think it actually hits something. So there's this thing it, like, impacts and, like, causes it to, like, spin backwards when it's traveling down the barrel. So it has to, like, hit this piece. I don't know if we could, like, do that with paintball, just because, you know, obviously, you know, stuff, you know, like, you know, paint just breaking in the gun every time. So I don't know. Rennick, 100%. I know you, for sure you don't want spin. It's like baseball, really. Or the flat line. Because, like, ultimately, yeah, we want paintballs to just, like, knuckleball. You want it to just, like, boop, come out of the barrel. You don't want it to spin at all. Because once you start spinning it, you know, like the flatline barrel, the flatline barrel puts spin on the ball. And it actually, like, makes it curve in the air. So if you put curve on it at all, it's going to start, like, winging off and stuff. That's what broken paint is, like you said. Or if you have too big of paint or too small of paint, it can get it spinning and whatever. So I feel like we're talking about paintball 101 right now. Yeah, the flatline doesn't put spin on it. It kind of, like, rolls on the bottom of the barrel, for sure. I think that's what we're using as the impart. I don't really use the word impart ever, so. The Apex barrel, yeah. Apexes are a pain in the ass to use, though, just because there's, like, infinite amount of settings, so it's kind of, like, annoying. Pouring more coffee, because it's early, you know? Yep. Flatline. On the top. I said the bottom, didn't I? For sure. Top. Right? I don't know now. Now I'm like, damn, I've totally forgotten. I'm like, it's top. Yes, it's got to be the top. What am I thinking about? I don't know what I'm, like, weirding out. Anyway. I don't want to talk about flat lines and Apex barrels anymore. I don't know. I don't got anything cool to talk about. We're still talking about them. Barrels are, like, the worst thing to talk about. I mean, I'm not necessarily, like, the Apex barrel or, like, you know, flat lines, but Man, people have so many, like, thoughts on barrels. Although that's changed a lot. It's not as, like, crazy as it used to be. I mean, people used to, like, I don't know, just be crazy about barrels. And I never really noticed a huge difference ever. You know, I was always just kind of using whatever barrels, and it didn't really ever make a huge difference to me. Just whatever, you know, straight barrel shoots straight. Whatever straight barrel shoots straight. Mike says, what's your favorite brewing method? Oh, I thought we were talking about beer. I'm like, I don't know. 100% French press. Mainly because it's just so easy. I think I've done literally every coffee method known to man. And I just like French press. It's so easy, you know. Just grind coffee, throw grounds in, and then I can just dump out the grounds and rinse it out. Bang. I don't have to, like, clean anything or, like, you know, there's no, like, stuff. Although I do like a pour over, though. I have done, like, I'll make cold brew, or I'll make, like, regular coffee sometimes, and then I'll actually put it through a filter. That's kind of good. I like the, it's just so much easier. It's just, French press is so much easier. I kind of wish I had, like, a cool coffee machine, but I think the one I wanted was, like, $1,500. I'm like, I don't need that thing. I probably wouldn't even want it. I like the one-inch barrel. Tell me if you guys think this would be funny. So, I was thinking about this. I don't know if it would be funny or what the deal is, but the barrel, your snub-nosed barrel, just reminded me of it. So, I was thinking about getting a hyperball tube. And the hyperball tube would have to be about, like, probably, like, this big around. So, like, I don't know, that big around, whatever. And I was thinking about getting it to be about this. I'd put it to be about, it'd be about, like, this tall. Actually, I'd want it to be about this tall. And I would mount backpack straps inside the hyperball tube. So inside the tube, you just mount, like, backpack straps across, right? So it'd have straps like this so that I could, like, put the tube on, right? You could put the tube on so the straps would be, like, on my shoulders. So if I'm standing, you know, if the tube is only this tall, yeah, if the tube is this tall, I put it on and I can stand and I'll get the tube, like, this high off the ground. And then if I want, I can crouch. So if I crouch down, the tube will be, like, above my head. So this way, I can cut a hole in the tube, and then I can shoot from the tube, and I can, like, crouch down so no one can, like, see my head. I gotta figure out a way to, like, seal off the front of the tube, though, so I can, like, walk around in a hyperball tube. I wanna try it. I don't know why. I don't know where. Or what for? But I just thought it'd be kind of funny. Walking around a hyperball tube. But I wanted to use that blunderbuss barrel, like, really short barrel I have, so. I don't know. I don't know if people will really like the hyperball tube walking around, though. They probably won't like the, like, guy in the tube. But I don't know. I think it could be kind of funny. The EVS did blow. I don't like the EVS. A lot of people like the EVS. I don't really like the EVS. I mean, it's not bad. I don't think it looks cool. I dislike the way it looks. Old soul, would you say? To make it roll on the bottom of the barrel. Oh, we're talking about barrels. To make it roll on the bottom of the barrel to produce a top spin for a drop shot would be a question of a physics. For physics. What? I don't know. I can't read. Yeah, I'm not a physician. I'm not a physician or a physicist. I at one point wanted to be a physicist. I also wanted to be a doctor, a computer science major. I was a business major, a geology major. You know, I've done everything. Dabbled my toes in a little everything. Hoppers and backspin? Probably not. What are we going to talk about next week? I don't know. Should we do, like, I know we're not going to do Dead Guns Part 3. Oh, PhD. That makes more sense. Oh, gotcha. I'm like, I'm not a physician. I keep saying physician. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not Dead Guns Part 3. But Part 2. That's what we're doing right now. Yeah, we won't do Part 3. I don't know what we'll do next week. We'll figure it out. This is always the challenge with these, though. Figuring out what the hell to talk about every week. All right, speaking of figuring out what to do, I'm going to go watch the rest of the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. Maybe, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Let's just all play laser tag. We don't have to worry about barrels. For sure. Yeah, man, I couldn't tell you how many goddamn barrel conversations I've had in my life. Just, you know. Laser tag is like, laser tag's like junior paintball. It's like the like, light version of paintball. Ooh, dead paintball. Dead pro teams would be kind of fun. That's a good one. Could call some brains. I like that one. Dead paintball teams. That's a really good one. Too bad I could say some of these teams are dead and they're going to be like, hey, no, 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 we played 10-man 4 years ago. Like, okay. I can bend light. You just got to get a mirror, baby. Right? Mirror or a bunch of gravity. Just get a bunch of gravity. Man, those gravitational lensing photos from the freaking James Webb telescope. I just looked at those again the other day. Whew. That's some crazy shit there. Paraplegic turtles. The paraplegic turtles. Yeah, why don't you guys give me a bunch of names? Give me a bunch of dead team names that are a bunch of old dead paintball teams. Can we generate light? How would I generate light without a light bulb? I'd just light something on fire, I guess, right? Turtles. Oh, Stoned Assassins is a good one. Thunderstruck. Was that a team? I don't even know. I think of Thunderstruck. But then I also think of Thunderstruck. Oh, Bad Company is a good one. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, The Family is a good one. Mantis. I don't even know. Oh, man, I forgot about Mantis. That's what I was thinking about the other day. Oh, Mantis? Mantis and then Mantis. Mantis and there was another company called M-Pack as well. Mantis. Wow. We're not even a while. Ooh, Wild Geese. Damn, there's lots of good ones. Holy moly. Hold on. You guys are outpacing me here. I'm trying to do too much. Wow, Tipman Effect, goddamn. The Family, that's another good one. I missed that one. Blues Cruise. Blues Crew, another good one. Oh, they might kind of be doing something, though. Tipman Effect. Gee whiz. This one might be difficult, though. Because the gun ones are fairly easy. Well, easier, though, I should say. Bushwhackers, Wild Geese. I'm getting all these. Just copying, pasting. Like crazy. Miami Rage. Did I already get Wild Geese? No. I think we got the Bushwhackers. What is the Prima Donnas? I'm not even sure who that is, but we'll put that on there. I really don't know. Oh, Strange is a good one. There you go. Okay, Evil. Oh, Excessive. Man, that's a good one, Chris. That's true, huh? There's a bunch of them. Oh, Mama's Boys. I don't know. They're not a good one, though. No one's going to know who they are. Oh, Cap Factory is a good one, though. Oh, Texas Storm. What about, like, the naughty dogs? The natty dogs. Netted natty dogs. Okay, Mama's Boys, what do you guys else would I hear on here? What are some, like, old teams? Not, like, super old. Ooh, Jacksonville Raiders. That's a good one. Netted natty like dogs. That'd be pretty funny. Ooh, Vicious. There you go. That's a good one. Vicious. There's so many. It's fucking crazy. London Nexus. Okay. Trauma. Golly, dude. There are so many. Oh, Image. We'll go Image, but they would take, some of the Image would take offense to that because they still play. They're still around, sort of, you know. They're playing 10 man stuff. Ooh, the Bob Long's Ironman's a good one. All Americans. T1. I don't know. I'm not going to put T1 on there. How about Lockout? Lockout and Detroit Fusion. Ooh, Farside's a good one. Who did I say? No, I don't like that one just now. Top Gun. Yeah, Top Gun just wasn't... I mean, they were around, but they're just kind of like a mediocre pro team at one point. Philly? I don't know. I'd put Philly... the All-Americans are on there, so the All-Americans and Philly Americans would be the same thing. Ultimate. I don't know. I thought about Ultimate because they were so bad. PC Katana. Nah, I don't want to put those ones. PC Katana and Boom. I don't want to put those ones. Those are good suggestions. They're definitely what we're looking for. The New England Hurricanes. Okay. Gridlock's also a good one, too. These are all old ones. LTZ's a good one. There you go. I mean, obviously, we could fill this up with, like, a ridiculous amount of teams. But if we're going to do, like, a tier list, we got to, you know, choose stuff that people are, like, you know, familiar with. Or things that I can find things on. There's that one, too. Propane Bowl about to get its in memory. How do I say that? In memoriam. I don't even think I've said in memoriam ever before. Oh, Entourage is a good one. Entourage. Entourage. If I could just spell Entourage right. Unknown Soldiers. I don't know. I know those guys. I remember that, but I would say no. The Assassins. We have the Stoned Assassins. And the, I guess, the Oakland Assassins. Why not? I mean, they're... How about Miami Effect, then? Ooh, okay, Outlaws. TMG Outlaws. That's what I'm gonna... They meant when I trade my gun most of the time, I think. Miami Effect. TMG, got him. That's so many. Okay, we're good for now. Fuck. We'll add more. It's a prima donna world. I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna go. Come back next time. I'm gonna go watch some baseball. It's summertime, guys. For some reason in the summer, I get so tired. In the middle of the day, I'm sort of take naps, dude. Bushwhacked. Oh, that's what I was thinking about. I was talking about whacking off balls the other day. We went and whacked off some balls at the range the other day. Iron? Probably not low on iron. Hope not. I mean, if I'm low on iron, I got some sort of weird disease. I ate a steak last night. Yep. I had some shrimp. We had shrimp. I had shrimp. Okay. Real quick. God dang, why am I blanking on it? Stan. No, not Stan. Why am I saying Stan? I don't know. I'm trying to remember someone's name. I was going to tell some story real fast, but I can't for the life of me remember a name. Oh, well. Anyway, yeah, give the live stream a like before you go. Come back next time for, you know, something. We'll do something. Lance is the name I'm looking for. Jesus Christ. There you go, Chris. I'm like, why can I not think of Lance's name? I'm like looking at his face. I'm like, why? It's too much happening right now. Lance. Dude, Lance rolled up to the paintball field. Lance is awesome. Lance is always cooking, like, food for everyone. Lance is great. Lance, he made so much food for everyone at the paintball field. He, like, was cooking up. Okay, we had steak at the field, shrimp at the field, scallops, tuna steaks, I think. Yeah. Some pasta stuff. It's crazy. It was the first time I'd ever have a shrimp at the paintball field. It was interesting. It was very good. It was just weird eating shrimp at the paintball field. So, everybody, enjoy the night and go eat some shrimp. Come back next time.